Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, good to be with you here on a Wednesday in Detroit. The best of what Jared Goff had to tell us today at 1:30. Had gremlins today. Goff's phone. We had some work being done on one of the towers. I'm told it's done, and there was really nothing we could do about it. But, hey, hopefully those of you that really care were able to seek us out via the stream. In the meantime, Gator, something has to be done about Tom Brady. I like Tom Brady. I think I made that abundantly clear over the years.
Oh, yeah, we know. You don't have to tell us.
But as a part owner of the Raiders, and also Fox's number one commentator, this feels like a massive conflict of interest.
What?
I think about pregame conversations that I get to have with coaches and what they will tell me. So I have a better grasp on how to do the job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things to prepare for, things to look out for. How is Tom Brady able to be effective as a color commentator as a part owner of the Raiders? Because one of two things is compromised. Either the rest of the league is compromised because coaches are telling him game plan secrets, or his job as the color commentator is compromised because the coaches aren't telling him. And the more I think about the league, which is so protective of the shield, I find it hard to believe that they're allowing Tom Brady to continue as a role as a broadcaster, or that they approved him being a part owner of the Raiders. And the video popped up on Monday night of him sitting in the booth at a Raiders game, listening to the coaches, being able to hear what play calls and whatnot is. I can't wrap my head around how that is good or bad necessarily for the league, or because as a part owner, if you want to listen to the coaches' calls, I think you have that right. But if he has intimate knowledge of other teams as an owner of the Raiders, I just can't see how the league let this happen and how it continues to happen.
They were, I guess, vulnerable to the charms of Tom Brady. The idea that the golden boy of the National Football League was going to make the transition to the broadcast booth was just too intoxicating for them to turn down. And then the idea that that same individual could actually be a part-time owner in this league. Oh, the stature. That's why they were charmed. It's Tom Brady. If it were somebody else, maybe they'd feel differently, but because it's Tom Brady, here they go. Now they realize, wait a minute, we might have a problem. Yeah, you might have a problem. And if I were the NFL, I think I would say you got to choose. It's got to be one or the other. Either part owner or you're going to be number one color analyst on Fox. Because you really can't do both. Because you have accessibility. Even if they try to limit some of the accessibility, he still has accessibility that other owners wouldn't have.
As a color commentator, yeah. I mean, if they're going to approve this, I would encourage Fox to please, please, Fox, please rehire Chris Spielman to be a color commentator and to get to go to all of those pregame production meetings with opposing coaches. Chris Spielman, who is the special assistant to the owner for the Detroit Lions.
He's got too much integrity, though. I don't think he wouldn't spill the information.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got too much integrity.
Nice try. This is absurd, isn't it?
It's gotten to that point, yeah.
I remember one of my bold-ass predictions prior to the season was that this won't continue. I'm glad attention's being brought to it, but how we got here in the first place boggles my mind with a league that is very cognizant of the perception of said league.
Right, because the league can't go ahead. I mean, this would be ridiculous. If they say, okay, we're going to make sure that Tom's not going to be broadcasting games that involve future opponents of the Las Vegas Raiders. You can't do that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
They can make a choice. Either you're a part owner or you're a full-time broadcaster. What is it?
Yep.
You can't do both. It's just, there's too much. It's fraught with too much possibility.
It is.
Of being not on the up and up.
Well, now there's a quote from Yahoo. I don't like the idea of him spending time in our building talking to everyone when we are in game plan mode. That is from an anonymous NFL executive. Yahoo had that today. So I don't think this is going to last. I think everybody else in the league has started doing the, hey,
Well, the other thing is, let me ask you this, because you obviously, as the play-by-play voice of Michigan football, mm-hmm. you're privy to information that you have to keep very sensitive mm-hmm. when it comes down to it. Mm-hmm. But as part of your duties, like you do your due diligence and you might go back and watch the previous game, like this week it's Nebraska. You may watch Nebraska's games to get up to date on it and then listen to podcasts and do all that stuff.
Yep.
But you're not talking to the coaching staff of the Nebraska Cornhuskers, are you?
No.
No. So
I'm listening to all their press conferences.
Right. Why does a color analyst on TV need to be part of all that?
Well, I mean, if you're doing a game for a national audience, you're not broadcasting for one team. Like the hometown radio broadcast is obviously different than, like if Tom Brady were working, you know, I mean, I guess there's not an apples to apples comparison. If I were working on an ESPN radio national broadcast of a game, I would suspect I'd get some accessibility to both staffs. But, you know, I mean, this is...
I think maybe we're also putting that position of the color analyst on a Fox broadcast, maybe elevating it a little too high. Like, you can do your job without having to be sitting in on these meetings, production meetings.
I'll ask Gary about it this weekend. That's what I'll do.
Oh, talk to Gary Danielson.
Gary Danielson will be working the TV on CBS for Michigan, Nebraska. I'll ask him what he thinks of this. Because You know Gary well.
Oh, yeah.
Does Gary have opinions?
You know what else? Gary's of an age where I don't think he cares anymore.
No, I don't know
what
Gary
comes out of his mouth. Nor do I think he has for a long time, which was part of what makes him awesome.
He is awesome.
I'm thinking Chris Spielman needs to go back into broadcasting.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
Put Spielman back in this role.
All of them.
Yep. All right. In the meantime, this gesture I thought was awesome yesterday. Did you hear what Dabo Swinney had to say at his press conference? You know, Clemson's struggling this year, 1-2.
I did not.
Well, criticism is coming in. Here's his quote. If they want me gone, if they're tired of the winning, they can send me on the way because that's all we've done is win. So if they're tired of the winning, we've won this league 8 out of the last 10 years. Is that not good? I'm just asking. Is that good? If Clemson's tired of the winning, they can send me on my way, but I'm going to go somewhere else and coach. I ain't going to the beach. Hell, I'm 55. I've got a long way to go. Y'all going to have to deal with me for a while.
Only 55.
Yep. He's kind of saying, go ahead and fire me.
Yeah, make my day.
And it would make his day because his buyout is $60 million.
Right? I'll take a little vacation.
I'll take 60 mil to walk away.
I'll take a year off and cherry pick my my job that I want, my next job.
I saw those quotes. I heard them. And I went, I wonder what the man's buyout is. And then I saw today it was being reported that it is $60 million. Absolutely hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
What a gesture.
There you go. What a king.
Yeah.
This guy. But he is a heck of a coach.
Yep.
And he is, I don't know if struggling is the right word, but he has not kept up with the Joneses in the NIL world. It's a portal, I think, is the bigger part of it because he has not fully embraced it. They've embraced it more because they kind of have to. But before, he was very defiant about the portal and not wanting to use it to add players, even though you were losing players. And now his teams are no longer penciled in to be in the college football championship.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.